want to start today's micro show with a quote. The quote goes like this. Does this path have a heart? If it does, the path is good. If it doesn't, it is of no use. One makes for a joyful journey. As long as you follow it, you are one with it. The other will make you curse your life. One makes you strong, the other weakens you. That's a quote by Carlos Castaneda. And it makes me think of the lives that we lead. There are paths that we choose to be on actively. Sure, there's all kinds of things that happen to us. And yet, when we are on our path, life tends to happen for us. The creative lives and the creative careers that most of us seek, it's important to remember that they are all designed, right? They happen intentionally. The so-called lucky ones, the people who live wildly creative lives or are paid to do what they love, they actually built what they have deliberately and strategically. They created a vision and they worked toward achieving it. Every one of them started exactly where you are right now. Or, I mean, if you're listening to this show, you probably have identified as a creator for a long time. Maybe they started even further back from where you are now. So I wanted today's episode to be a reminder to put on your work boots and to start or to re-energize some ass kicking, right? No matter where you are today, you can design a fulfilling creative life for yourself. It's not important whether you are already a professional artist or simply creative curious. Start again today. Start from scratch. Start from wherever you are. Ask yourself how you would truly like to express your creativity, not just in one bucket list item like finish the novel or, you know, finish my album. But what about every day for the rest of your life? Maybe you're a working photographer, and maybe it's time to segue out of shooting weddings and starting to do maybe fine art photography or some other type of photography that really fulfills you, where you'd be challenging yourself again. If you're a pro in one discipline, that doesn't mean that it has to be your only outlet of expression. Once the bills are paid, what makes your heart sing? What could you do with this unbridled creativity that's inside of you? Don't judge whatever you choose to do by commercial potential alone. In fact, I would discourage you from using that as the very basis for it at all. In my experience, the things that I have judged at the outset as not commercially viable have ironically become some of my biggest revenue generators. Let's take something way out there like calligraphy, right? Maybe you find something, some activity that not only engages you creatively, but deepens some other practice. Steve Jobs actually credited calligraphy class that he took in college as part of the strength of his design sensibilities and the design philosophy that he carried into Apple, right? Plus, calligraphy is economical. You'll never have to buy another greeting card again. You can always write nice notes to your friends. A jest. Or let's take something like gardening, right? Gardening is the embodiment of creative expression. And right now you may be a professional designer, an entrepreneur, and you're like, gardening, what do you mean? But gardening, and I just made a Instagram reel about this like 24 hours ago. I was out there in the garden. A garden is wildly creative, right? You're given constraints. You got a plot of land, a climate, a certain condition of light, your soil or whatever. And you are deciding what to do with it, what to plant, how to care for this small space. There's no right garden. There's only the one that you choose to decide to plant, to tend, to build, right? So if that's not an art form, what is? And my point with all this is that regardless of whatever our culture will try and tell you or sell you, regardless of your age, your gender, your appearance, your background, none of it matters. Every aspect of you, every curiosity you have, every skill, every potential is fuel for your creative fire. Maybe you want to act, right? Do not try and look like Halle Berry. We already have her. Somewhere out there, film, play, commercial, something needs your face, needs your voice, needs your body. Likewise, a clothing designer doesn't need to wear all black, and a poet doesn't need to live in a cabin in the woods, right? Let's let go of all of these ideas about how a particular kind of creator looks, acts, behaves, whatever. Let's kick all that to the curb. Let's also remember that you are not your art, right? The greater the separation between your ego and whatever it is you create, between your ego, who you think you are, and the products of your efforts, the bigger gap, the happier and the more productive, I would argue, more successful you'll be, because you're able to let go of your assumptions, the things that you think. You've probably heard Rick Rubin talk about, I just go in the studio and I know what sounds good to me and I make it for me. This idea of making it for the audience, I understand where that comes from, but that is largely driven by economics. And you're saying, well, I need to make money to have a career like this, Chase. And actually, I would argue that you need to make great art that feels authentic and native to you first. So let's let go of all the assumptions. Ask yourself what creative activities you enjoy. Let's not worry about the product yet or where it's going to go or how much money it's going to make. What if you enjoy creating amazing dinner parties, experiences for others, right? That's amazingly valuable. Are you going to turn that into a, you know, a multi-million dollar enterprise? Who knows? Don't worry about where it goes, what happens from it. If you enjoy creating amazing dinner party experiences, then that's something that you should do. It doesn't matter at this stage, certainly, if you wish you'd had cooked or who you want to have at the party you wish you'd hosted. You don't actually have to be good at anything. You just have to start, right? You can learn on the fly. In fact, that's the best way to learn, is by doing. In fact, I would argue that you'll begin to see the process of learning, of going from being curious about something to developing skills as a joy, not as an obstacle. The only question that matters here is, what would you want to do? There's something out there that you want to do that you're not doing. And I can tell right now you might be saying, oh gosh, I don't need another hobby. I'm not talking about hobby. I'm talking about refining, growing, navigating, experiencing your creativity. It's time to get those gears turning again, right? Let's roll the possibilities around in our minds. Let today's episode be a reminder that anything is possible. I don't care if it's blacksmithing, if it's ceramics, if it's composing music, dancing, if it's big yarn or fiber crafts, filmmaking, flower arranging, gardening, glass blowing, jewelry making, joke writing, leather craft, coding, painting, paper craft, photography, playing an instrument, singing, starting a business. I'm interested in you starting something, starting a habit of creativity. Maybe you've already got this habit well established. Then let today's episode be an inspiration or a reminder to keep going. That list that I just rattled off, that's the tip of the iceberg. That scratches the surface. The question isn't, where will I end up? But the question that I want to pose to you today in this episode is, where should you begin, or where should you re-begin? You know, I opened this episode with that quote from Castaneda about the path. And you remember in my book, Creative Calling, that there is this call. I want to remind you, rather, that this call rarely comes in the form of a ready-made career ladder with an internship to get you started, right? What provides you with directions is your intuition. It's not the destination. This is why listening to that call is inside you right now. Listening and pursuing that call, this is what will point you along your path. And it's your job to get walking, get moving along that path. Maybe you've stagnated. Maybe you're at a peak right now and this doesn't actually apply to you. I would argue that, despite not thinking it does, that even the fact that I could be reminding you that this is precious is enough for today's episode. I hope this resonates, and I hope you have an amazing day. All right. Hey, before you go, thanks so much for listening. And if you got value from this show, chances are your community will too, right? In the particular lies the universal. Please share this link to the show with a friend or mention the show on social. That is a huge benefit for us, and hopefully in exchange for providing value to you. I want you to know that I really appreciate your time, the attention, anything that you give to the show, and the questions that you ask our guests, either on social media or through my text community. All that is pure gold. This community, like any community, is a testament to that old phrase, a rising tide floats all boats. and by elevating one another, by sharing and resharing this show, the tidbits that you learn and the experiences you take away, all of that has a collective, massive, positive impact on the world. So just a quick thank you. I appreciate all the effort you put into sharing this show. All right, that's a wrap. Let's put today's episode into practice and get back to growing together.